Hallo, mein Name ist Roland Bär, ich bin von der Firma Verifysoft in Offenburg. Wir haben uns auf Testtools spezifiziert und sind unter anderem Distributor von Tool CDC, Code Coverage aus Finnland, von der Firma Testwell. Should I hold this in English or in German or mixed? English. I'm Roland Bär, I'm from a company in Offenburg, this is southwest in Germany, and we are distributor for some testing tools. And for example, with code coverage tool from a company in Finland. You know what code coverage is or test coverage? It tells at the end that that function was called 9 times and that if statement was 7 times true, 2 times false, and if you have A and B, then it tells the combinations which are possible in C. Yes, and you can identify that code, and you need it for a certification like DO 178. The basic tool is Testwell CDC, which does code coverage for C and C++, and it principally works with any compiler on any target. You get the necessary part of a runtime as source code. And based on this, and when Java is just another C++ dialect, and the Java Virtual Machine is just another target, I have started with this, and which got finished after some years. Okay. And basically, it instruments behind the scenes the source code. It doesn't require a debug build. It works with a release build. And you need no integration in ARM makefiles. Other tools, you need to edit the makefile and the ARM build file, or you must add something to this file. Okay. And that's about the outcome. That file, that function is prime was called 9 times, and that if statement was 2 times true, 7 times false. And when you have this logic table, which is possible in C, if the first was true, then it doesn't evaluate the rest. Questions here? Okay. In principle, we have only to, for Java, we have to install the Java add-on, which is just a sudo make install. And then we have to adjust the class path that ARM finds our compiler wrapper. We have to have a look for the function, which at that point it wants to write the coverage data out. So, and with ARM debug, you can override in ARM the compiler with dash D build compiler, and with V test well, ARM CDC is in the CDC jar. And some options. Oh, okay. Okay, this takes about a minute. We have a compiler wrapper in this class path which calls an alpha script, this is all written in Perl, make some adjustment to preprocesses, make some adjustments, pass it to the CDC tool, and after it has instrumented it, it expands some macros and feed it to a regular compiler, Java C or whatever you want. Okay. Okay, that's the game. So, and if you press the back button, it writes the coverage data out. The coverage data is written to /data/data and the package name and in the file mon.txt. So earlier we have written this to the SD card, but then you have to add some permissions and this and that. And when we want to do it within that directory, and a customer of us has then written something which gets the own process ID and gets when the name out, but when I told them, have a look in prod self command line, and there was the package name. From the Android SDK, you have no chance. You have to go a step aside. We get this text file, which looks, this is what we have transferred in earlier days with on a serial line, or nowadays the default implementation is just to write it to a file and get it back to the host. If you have no file system under it, you have to adjust something. And we have that conversation tool. This is at first degree makes a text report, and later on you generate a HTML report out of it. If you need bookkeeping for reasons, if some complaints are coming in a year, you check in the text report, and if complaints are coming, check out the text report with the sources from this day, and you get the HTML report. So, not play too much, but. So with bubble manager, find bubbles was called 31 times. And that if statement was 149 times true, that for loop, and that if was 31 times true and 118 false. And it returned at line 138, 31 times. So. So, let's overview. Functions file. So about Fragen, questions. So that set full screen was called once, and that if full screen was true, went here in, went and returned there. Die roten Zeilen sind nicht gut. Also ich habe jetzt auch relativ wenig damit gespielt, aber im Prinzip braucht man für, wenn es Richtung Zertifizierung geht, braucht man dafür alles ein Code-Coverage. Also nach 178c geht die Tendenz dahin, dass sie über das ganze System ihre Requirements-basierten Tests fahren und kriegen nur vielleicht 60%, 70% oder 80% Coverage raus und dann soll sie mit Unit-Tests nachfeilen, um da Richtung 100% zu kriegen. Oder halt raus zu dokumentieren. Ja. Hälfte. For C, C++ it's about 20% impact, but you're half the speed. Okay. With NDK applications, basically, we have settings for that compiler. And we need to name a function at which, when it returns, it writes the coverage data out. With the Java one, we have hooked it up with onPause. When I pressed the back button, and it wrote it out. And when I read the tag files are from basic CDC, just copy it in and this is what I have manually added, the three files. And basically, the compiler is defined in target CC, which is set to ARM, Linux, Android, ERB, GCC, and we prefix the compiler name with CDC tool and the parameters, which is this multi-condition with logical table. Compiles. Okay, this does almost nothing. Here, just put into the string in the above left corner. And again, data, the package name, and this one text file. Let's just reveal. Okay, Vorführ Effekt, ich habe einen Typfehler. Is here something, somebody working on Linux kernel drivers or with modules? In principle, we have done this on well, it was done by some Taiwanese company on almost the whole Android kernel. ARM has some limit of 4 megabytes, so it was about the half we get at one stop. Fragen? I've also here some handouts of a presentation if someone, some booklet. Otherwise, I think I'm through. For this code coverage, in principle, it's the code coverage tool selber und das Java add-on. So. Also ich kann auch mal längerer Zeit irgendwelche Promotion-Kopien rausgeben. Habe ich relativ freie Hand. Ansonsten schlägt es da im vierstelligen Bereich zu Buche. Also für kommerziell. Aber auch großen Firmen habe ich das schon mal ein halbes Jahr am Stück ausprobiert, bis dann also 4 Monate geheißen, wir kaufen es wahrscheinlich. Das sind dann größte Kunden. So, mit Eclipse funktioniert es über exportierte ARM-Build-Files. Mein Vorredner hat ja da das Eclipse gezeigt. Also das Eclipse fertig zu hackern, das ist schon eine Aufgabe für das nächste halbe Jahr.